Hey, and welcome to episode 15, What is actually holding you back from 10K months? Let's first break down why 10K months has become such a milestone in the business world. When you are hitting consistent 10K months, you are for sure having a six-figure year. Unfortunately, because of the messaging around it and its overuse, it has felt unattainable to many and therefore become a massive turnoff. However, as someone that has achieved 10K months and beyond, I know that for most people, it is still a very desirable milestone to be able to reach. So, how do we do that in today's landscape where everyone's becoming an entrepreneur and everyone is selling something? Let's start with the fact that social media started out as just that, a social tool, and it has turned into a sales tool. So as we watch the industry shift to people becoming less quick to buy, we can take away one major factor, and it's this: people want to connect. People want to know you as a human. They are tired of the regurgitated reels, posts, carousels, and videos that feel the same as everyone else's. What is actually going to take you then to 10K months is being able to set yourself apart as someone who can emotionally and spiritually and mentally connect with your audience, meaning they feel that what you are about is something so different and so set apart from what they are seeing everywhere else on the internet. So, how do you attain this inside of your sales copy? How do you write about this in your marketing? And it starts with the foundational work of creating your core values. Core values are the things that you stand for and the things that you refuse to compromise on. And through these core values, you can create value action statements that communicate who you work with and what these people that you work with stand with. This is going to cause what you are saying to be differentiated from someone else. And then they're going to come to you for the same result, whether it be helping their child close a reading gap, whether it be help someone grow their following on social media, whatever the goal is, they're going to come to you to do that, not because that's what you're talking about. They're going to come to you because you stand for something. So, in addition to your values, and I'm going to give you examples of those value action statements. You want to become so known for one specific thing. For me, that has become high ticket sales and helping people achieve a life of financial and time freedom. If you look at any of the most popular business influencers on the internet, they talk about the same things over and over again, but their message is infused with specific qualities that no one else is using, right? It's their personality. And when I say qualities, I mean values. So their unique personality is shining through their values. And you go, wow, this, I know what this person stands for. And I know that they're only going to take actions aligned with these things. So you stand for something, you stand against something, and you represent these things with your values. So, one of my businesses is an education consulting agency in which I work with schools and districts as well as other edupreneurs to help grow their education business to $100,000 in revenue and beyond per year. So, because of these very specific things that I do, there are going to be very specific people that come to me for those things. And the way that I have called these people in is through the core values. So let's take a look at some of the examples of the core values that I have come up with, as well as the value action statements. Here we go. Two of those things are time freedom and financial freedom. Those things are embodied in education pioneers. So, as an education pioneer myself, someone who is paving my own way, I stand for time freedom and financial freedom. So a value action statement sounds like this specifically. Time freedom in my world looks like not worrying about money while you're spending your time how you want. Time freedom tastes like giving yourself permission to charge what you want because you will no longer fall prey to the flawed educator pay system or to the flawed pay system for women and how they're paid differently than men. Time freedom in my world feels like giving yourself permission to admit that you want that life. So if you notice, I also infuse the core value here of permission. So I have the core value of permission, I have the core value of time freedom, and the core value of financial freedom. And I created specific core value action statements that call in those specific people who are also going to stand for those things or who want to stand for those things. So we always want to speak to the ideal client in a way as if they have already arrived, meaning they have already achieved that result. When we do that, we're going to call in aligned dream clients and also call in the people that we want to work with who aren't there yet, but who want to be. When we think about how this relates to what someone stands for and what they stand against, that ties in seamlessly. I stand for time freedom. I stand for financial freedom. I don't stand for undercharging. I don't stand for giving away my one-to-one coaching, consulting, and support services outside of my high-ticket offer. This doesn't mean I can't create other ways for people to access me. It just means that the primary way that I'm going to charge is going to be high ticket. And this is specifically what I coach my clients to do as well, because they're caught in an endless loop of working hours they're not paid for, or they're stuck selling something that they don't want to be selling simply because they think they have to, and their heart isn't really in it. So when we do these two things, how I'm talking about creating 10K months doesn't sound so cliche anymore. It sounds, oh, okay, Christina has a different way to approach this. This also highlights the fact that while our ideal clients need to understand that we get their problem, people are looking for so much more than pain points. Pain point marketing has now become one small piece of the puzzle in terms of your messaging to create these 10K months. Now we are really into desire-based marketing, meaning you are telling stories and helping people to visualize what their life could look like if they were to hire you. This is the other way that you're going to create 10K months, is your client realizes, oh, she or he understands the life that I want. And so they're going to be able to get me there if I hire them. Within this, we have to realize it also takes persistence of relationship. So as you're showing up, you're talking about your core values through your core value action statements, you're talking about what you stand for and what you stand against. You are staying persistent in building this relationship with your leads. Why? Because there are 1,000 other voices screaming at them to either buy something or to be a part of their world. So why are they going to choose to be a part of your world when there's so many other worlds they could be a part of? It's all going to be based on how connected they feel to you and why they feel more connected to you over someone else. And the core values are what is really going to highlight that for them. This is a major shift because it used to be primarily about the calling out of the pain points. And now people are going, you know what? I'm really tired of that. This isn't deep. This isn't resonating. This doesn't tell me anything about who this person really is. So people are digging deeper, and this is why they're also taking longer to convert into sales. So you best believe my plug here that I would go with high ticket sales as my top priority, because if it's going to take a long time for people to convert anyways, then you might as well be selling high ticket and have those few people convert into higher ticket sales, right? Paying you tens of thousands or multi four figures rather than a one-time $50 something. There's a massive difference in profitability there when you do the math. When it comes to telling stories, people want to know your backstory. They want to know how you got to where you are. This is your founder story. So you need to be able to share details from your life again that make people go, oh, this person is like me. But also, I love that they stand for something different, and I wonder how they accomplish that. I wonder how I can specifically be a part of that. So we're building the relationships through consistency of our messaging, through core values, through calling people in, not just calling people out. And finally, we have got to stay consistent. We've got to stay consistent. We've got to show up with our audience every day through email and through social media and connect with them, both in the DMs, both in our post, as much as possible. Because more than ever, we're talking a lot of the times, it takes 70 different touch points with people in order for them to finally say yes to you. So keep in mind that that lead isn't seeing every single post or maybe reading every single email. So it's going to take a few months. And this is why marketing experts say sometimes that even 3 months isn't enough for you to know if a marketing strategy is going to work. And of those strategies you're trying, over 50%, only 50% of them are going to work. So this means that you've got to stay consistent, stay on it, and find out what works, and then be willing to adapt as time goes on and as the market changes. This is where now I want to introduce to you my very first heart and soul sales 3-part masterclass, how to 6x your monthly cash flow on social media. If you are looking for a way to really put your heart in your messaging, like how I just described the core values, that is part of what we're going to be doing inside of Heart and Soul Sales. This 3-part masterclass has to do with trusting your heart to secure the sold, not operating from a place of scarcity with your money. It's for you if you want to sell with a heart-to-heart vibe through your social media content to hook the sale effortlessly. It's for you if you want to turn objections into powerful sales copy to deepen connection with your audience, ultimately leading to more successful sales conversions. It's for you if you want to showcase your offers with authenticity and heart, making your sales efforts genuinely appealing. If you also want to develop consistent and predictable revenue streams so that you can focus on building meaningful connections through your sales copy, then Heart and Soul Sales is for you. You can tap the link in the show notes to enroll now for just $89 before the price goes up to $189 and to $189 in a few weeks. This is truly what I believe to be a pivotal point for your business if you choose to take advantage of it, because this is going to show you how to set your messaging apart from sounding like everyone else on the internet and start generating more cash flow using social media. Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.